1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The price of gas keeps going up another 2 cents a gallon in Colorado this week, $2.94 now, $1.05 higher than a year ago. GasBuddy.com says as the summer nears, there's potential for gas prices at their highest levels in years. Still no information in an officer-involved shooting in Delta County. Delta County Sheriff's Office says a deputy was involved in a short pursuit on Highway 92 near Hotchkiss about 11:35 Friday morning. The shooting took place following the pursuit. The occupant of the vehicle died at the scene. The deputy was not injured, and the shooting is under investigation by the 7th Judicial District Critical Incident Team. A 43-year-old man and his dog are dead, hit by a car as they walked along South Townsend in Montrose Saturday night. Police tell the Montrose Press a 20-year-old man was driving southbound when the accident happened. The investigation is continuing. Say goodbye to Dillon's popular ice castles next winter. It becomes a controversy each year when crowds of tourists pour into town. Some residents worried about damage to the downtown park where it's built. The Dillon Town Council has signed off on improvements at the park, and according to the Summit Daily, that'll keep the castles out for the upcoming winter season. There is talk about bringing the attraction back in the future. Human composting is a thing, and it could be coming to Colorado. The state legislature considering a bill that would offer people the option to turn their human bodies into pounds of soil after death. Only Washington State offers the option right now. Delta State Rep. Matt Soper is one of those looking into the idea. He tells the Denver Post he's heard from people excited about the option, which requires 1/8 the energy used in conventional burial or cremation. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.